Welcome back, everybody. Chicago Chaos Football on SportsTownChicago.com. I am Cody Grant. Our own Michael Batts is down, getting about to talk to Michael Brockman, Matthew Brockman, pretty soon. We're here in Babe Serpico Memorial Field in Melrose Park, Illinois, counting down to the second half. Chaos up 18-6, 437 and counting to get ready in the second half. The Chaos will receive as they kicked off in the first. And pretty soon here we're going to go to Michael Batts Jr., my partner, on commentary as he is walking Matthew Brockman over. Matthew Brockman in that first half, 100 yards passing, one touchdown, two rushing touchdowns for 27 yards on four carries. And we'll go to Michael right about now.
All right, I'm here with Michael Brockman. He's having a nice first half, stepping in, playing quarterback, backing up for your boy Iannotti. Can you explain what you do in terms of preparation? How do you stay ready for an opportunity like this to step up for your team?
Honestly, the team is like a family here, so these guys are really supportive, helping me out, teaching me everything. I play wideout, so I know most of the routes and whatnot, but stepping in and trying to fill in for Anthony is a hell of a job to try to step into, and I'm just doing my best out here. These guys are helping me out along in the game, and I mean, we're just playing with all heart, so.
I mean, that's a way to step up for your teammates. I mean, you're not doing a bad job. I mean, you're 5-for-11. You got 100 yards passing. You got one passing touchdown and two rushing touchdowns. So that's not a bad first half. So can you kind of speak to what are some of the opportunities that you're seeing that you're taking advantage of against the Express?
They're leaving a lot of things open for us, especially with their linebackers slow getting out to the outsides and their drops. And we just got guys on the outside that have a lot of speed, and we're taking advantage of that. And our reads, you can see, well, when we're running the read option, our running backs are killing it. If I hand it off or if I keep it, they're just, we can run anything. We got everything open in the playbook.
Okay. Way to step up and be a leader. Next man up mentality. I like how you guys keep that going, and we're looking forward to you continuing your great next half.
Thank you.
All right.
Take it easy.
So that was Michael Batts with Matthew Brockman. Matthew Brockman having an excellent first half of football. Huge game for him, three total touchdowns. He had that, got the Chaos started with a first rushing touchdown for 2 yards, a second rushing touchdown for 10, and then late in the first half, the 24-yard touchdown pass to Shamar McFarland. He has two catches on the night, 36 total yards, and the one touchdown. James Former has been huge for the Chaos, three catches for 62 yards. He had that 45-yard catch and run on the quick 10-yard pass, and the rest was a run. And so about 2 minutes ago here in our halftime show, Michael, what did you like the most from this Chaos offense and this Chaos defense?
I'm going to go with Michael Brockman and the way he's kind of stepped in and showed some really great leadership skills. He's kept the team going and rolling like they haven't missed a beat, like I mentioned earlier. But I'm also going to say I'm impressed with the way the defense has stepped up their game since the first quarter.
They played really good. The defense has been all over the field for this Chaos unit. Rocco Maggio has one tackle. Lewis Stallworth has one. Carl Young leads the way with four. Nick Olson has three, two tackles for Cornell Johnson, two tackles for Ricky Sturgett, one for the hard-hitting Marvin Roan. Christian Grantham also has one, and he had the interception, the only interception for Norrell Rivera, which happened early in the game. Norrell Rivera had the touchdown pass on the 5-yard flat route to Chris Smith, which gave them their only points of the game, put up six. The extra point was blocked, so no extra points in this game. They've had four opportunities. Chaos have been unable to convert on three of them, while the Express have been unable to convert on their one opportunity. So Chaos playing with a lot of confidence. Again, no Anthony Iannotti in this game. Nothing serious, just resting him. I said at the top of the broadcast that the Chaos have the home field advantage throughout the entire playoffs. They clinched it with the loss for the Wisconsin Wolfpack, which happened last week. So they are 5-3. So if the Chaos were to lose the next 2 weeks, they would be tied with the Wisconsin Wolfpack, and they do own the tiebreaker over them.
And just to kind of retouch on the point I was talking about earlier in terms of Brockman's leadership, I'm keeping a small little tally here, and he's talked to 13 players in the past 2.5 minutes.
A lot of leadership going through this whole team. You see Anthony Iannotti do that all the time. Now Matthew Brockman has stepped in, and he's taking over. And Brockman, excellent player, one of the best players on this Chaos team. It does hurt not having that extra receiver out there, but we talk about every week the depth of this Chaos receiving unit. When you talk about Shamar McFarland, Josh Hampton, James Former, Jason Sumling, Deshaun Sutton, and the tight end, Thomas Loving. They have a lot of depth. They're able to pass the ball around the field pretty much anywhere. Guys do a lot of different things, and plus their running backs, C.J. Young and Jarrell Johnson.
Yeah, very balanced attack. A lot of good straight line speed from the receiving core. A lot of decent size. Not a lot of, you know, leaping or catching at the high point of the football, but it's unnecessary when you have that speed.
As a team, the Chaos had 51 rushing yards in that first half, 10 to Jarrell Johnson, 14 for C.J. Young, and 29 for Matthew Brockman, their starting quarterback for tonight. Usually wide receiver starting in place of Anthony Anati, who is resting. And passing has been all Matthew Brockman, 100 yards, 5 of 11. He did have that one interception, which was really just a mental mistake. Besides that, though, he's been playing pretty solid, Michael.
Yes, Michael, it's all good. I'm going to retouch on the disappointing performance of Noel. Got to give him kudos for responding after that interception with the short field position that they had to take advantage of. But I still don't think that he's taking advantage in terms of opening up the playbook with his coach. If I'm him, I'm going to the coach and saying, hey, I think we're playing a little timid. I know Phillips is a stud, but he isn't everything that we have, and we need to switch it up a little bit if we're going to throw this really strong Chaos defense off of balance.
Calvin Phillips has been very good tonight, but they have to go to the air, you think, if they want to make a run at this game. Chaos up 18-6 right now, only 30 minutes of football left to play, and the Chaos will be starting on offense pending the kick. I did say that to end the second half, and the Chaos ended up getting the onside kick, which was picked up by picked up the onside kick for the Chaos. That was Darren Little that dove on it. Dominic Wazowski barely kicked that 10 yards. So a lot of surprises in this game may be coming from the Express. You have to be ready for them, Michael.
Yeah, I mean, the Chaos have already put off an onside kick. They've kind of showed a little bit of disrespect to them, in my opinion. If you're the Express, you got to take this seriously. You got to show up with some newfound energy, and you got to try to attempt to dominate the second half.
Look at them posing on their field right there. That's Matthew Brockman alongside Nate Camillo. Dancing around is Quinnell Johnson, who's got two tackles on the game. Chaos always having fun. Other music hits. They're all pretty good dancers out there.
No shortage of entertainment, that's for sure.
Definitely. And you love this to see from your leader, especially tonight's game, quarterback Matthew Brockman, getting along really well with his teammates, talking to them, joking around. But when they're on the field, it's all business, and they get the job done.
Yeah, it looks like the Express are slowly grabbing their mouth guards. Hopefully they can come out with a little grit. And speaking of grit, try Grit Mouth Guards. Your performance is worthy of more than a boil and a bite. Grit Mouth Guards is a custom mouth guard laboratory located in Melrose Park. Each of their mouth guards is carefully designed and handcrafted to your specifications. Visit them at www.gritmouthguards.com.
And the Express kickoff unit working their way onto the field. The Chaos already set. Shamar McFarland is back there to receive alongside James Former. Both of these guys very dangerous in the return game. As we saw earlier, James Former did have a punt return for a touchdown that was called back. Would love to see him get back in the end zone. Either one of them, Shamar McFarland or James Former. McFarland obviously has a touchdown as a receiver today. The 24-yard hookup between him and Matthew Brockman.
And that has been the play of the game to this point.
Talk about the three touchdowns, all have been Matthew Brockman, whether he's running it or throwing it.
Yeah, like we mentioned in the halftime interview, he's doing a really good job on both ends, passing and running the football.
Remember that game, Michael, you and me called a few weeks back. Matthew Brockman got some time on the defense. He actually forced a fumble while playing quarterback, while playing receiver, while running the ball. He can do it. He can do everything on the field. So getting ready to kick off here. Start of the second half. Chaos up 18-6. Beautiful Babe Serpico Memorial Field here in Melrose Park, Illinois. Home of the Chicago Chaos. Everybody on their feet. The players on the sideline watching their teammates. As the official holding on to the ball, trying to get word from the sideline judge when they're about to get started. Do you expect the same result here from the first half that we saw in the second half? Just pretty much very active. Both teams are on defense. The chaos, not too many turnovers, only two in this game. One interception each from the quarterbacks. Earlier, Norvero had the fumble. They were able to pick it back up. But what do you expect to see in the second half, Mike?
Well, I expect for the chaos to continue to mix it up like they usually do. I kind of think once they score maybe one more time, they're going to start slowing the game down and start using their double-headed running back core a little more. But I'm interested to see more or less the way Noel Rivera responds as the leader of the Express. This game is well in reach. There's a lot of football left. You guys have figured some dink and dunk holes through this defense. Let's see if you can, you know, really spread your energy around the team and come out and compete.
Excellent point you just made, Michael. It's only a 12-point game, two-possession game. That can turn quickly here in the GFL. But the Express will have to kick off and see what they do on here. Maybe some trickery. The Chaos have to be ready for anything. The Express are a desperate team right now. 4-4 on the season. Chaos have everything locked up. They still want to win, get some more momentum going in the playoffs. Kickoff is a good one. It's deep. Former will take it from about the 5-yard line. Right up the middle of the field, across the 30 now. Over across the 40. Beats by the kicker across midfield. Flagged down. And finally gets brought down across the 40. Big hit on the play.
And that was by the quarterback, Noel Rivera.
Yeah. So there is a flag on the play, most likely on returns. That's going to be calling back, coming back, as I think Nick Olson's going to get called for a block in the back. Nick Olson having an active day on defense. He has 3 tackles.
The question of the day is, what would Jordan Former's stats be like without the penalties?
And the block in the back has been called, so the Chaos do not get that field position from the side of the Express. They will start back, still excellent field position, from their own 43-yard line.
Right, can't complain there, but if I'm a former, hey, I need my stats.
Exactly. And he's already got amazing stats here in this league. James Former, obviously, first in the league in receptions. He has 3 tonight, also up there in yards and first in touchdowns with 8.
Right, and you don't get there by being content. You always want more, being on top.
Never satisfied. Chaos always want to keep improving. So coming out now, the Chaos offense. James Former and Hampton on the left. You got McFarland and Sumling on the right. Johnson in the backfield alongside Brockman out of that shotgun. Blitz is being shown. Four-man rush. They pull back on it. Brockman has all the time in the world. He throws over the middle of Sumling. Caught at the 45, across the 40, inside the 40, down to about the 36. So good yardage there.
Nice patience shown by Brockman.
About a 16-yard gain. Make that about 17 yards. So Jason Sumling with his first catch of the night. He's been open a few times. Brockman has been unable to connect with him. That time he did, and Sumling gets good yardage down to the 35-yard line.
And he gets my best dressed player award, like those white Jordans he has on, I believe.
Wearing Jordans out there?
I believe I do see Jordans.
You ever see Brandon Marshall? He used to tape the cleats to basketball shoes down there. So coming back out of the shotgun is Brockman. 4 wide receiver set again from the 35-yard line of the Express. Johnson in the backfield. Brockman fakes the handoff to Johnson. Throws over the middle. Caught. Turns upfield to 20. Down to the 10. 5. Touchdown is Josh Hampton. No flags on the play. And another 6 points for the Chaos. 35-yard connection from Matthew Brockman, as he took the snap there, faked the handoff, looked over the field, delivered a bullet pass over the middle to Josh Hampton for the touchdown.
Right on cue, nice shoes, and a fantastic play design. And got a shout-out to producer Ryan Fahey. He's got some Jordans on, too.
Ryan Fahey always keeping it real here in the booth. Wearing those nice Jordans. So Matthew Brockman now has really lit it up here to start the second half. He had 100 yards passing in the first, as now the Chaos are going to go for 2 here. 4 wide receiver spread. You got C.J. Young in the backfield. And Brockman on the quarterback keeper to the outside. He's got some room. Tries to dive in. He's going to be shut down short. So no dice there as the Chaos unable to convert. 24-6, though.
A very nice tackle by Deshaun Cook, number 12, the defensive back. And you don't see too many defensive backs fare well against Brockman one-on-one.
And that play by Jason Sumling, just speed kills as he came across the middle and made a quick turn upfield and gone. Nobody's going to catch him.
And the play design was very... it was very designed very well. I liked how he used his other receiver to screen off the last defender and then give himself a straight pathway to the end zone.
Matthew Brockman on that drive, 2 for 2 for 52 yards, give him 152 yards on the day. And the touchdown catch went to Josh Hampton for 35 yards, his first touchdown of the day on his first reception of the day. Brockman now, 4 touchdowns, 2 through the air, 2 on the ground. Doing an excellent job.
Yeah, and just to show the versatility of this team, you know, third and fourth receivers are starting to show up.
We talked about the depth. It's only a matter of time until they get going. The kickoff by Kozlowski, another good one. Taken inside zone 5 is Reggie Hurdle. Upfield, breaking one tackle, still on his feet, trying to break another. Finally brought down across the 20 at about maybe the 23-yard line. We have a punch thrown, and that's a flag. That's Nate Camillo. He's going to get called for that. And not a smart decision.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary, to say the least.
No room for that in football, fellas.
Maybe they – I don't know what happened before. All I saw was the punch thrown. I don't know if anything happened before it, as I was trying to see where they're going to mark the ball. But just, you're up 24-6. You got this game in hand right now. You don't want to make any poor decisions at this point in the season, too.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. But on the contrary, sometimes you got to protect your turf if things get a little bit raunchy out there.
Well, as I said, I don't know what happened before that. Nate Camiro usually keeps his emotions in check, so we don't know what happened right before that. Some words must have been said, and that's going to be, you know what?
Well, regardless,
and I was exactly right, because that was not on Nate Camaro. That's on the Express.
Well, there you go.
So they tagged him before that happened.
All right, sounds like a 360 to me.
I was surprised when I saw Camaro react like that.
And if you like 360s, I want football from 365. 365 days a year. They cover football all around the world. Visit them on Facebook for the perfect news feed. www.iwantfootball365.com.
So now Noel Rivera, he has one tackle on the day. He was playing defense on the last return out of the shotgun. Hands it off up the middle. Finally gets brought down. Didn't go to the ground, though. He's tough to bring down, but they're going to blow whistle. Play dead. Calvin Phillips on the run. Picks up a few yards. Nick Olson getting in there to get the tackle. So second and 9 now for the Express after the 1 yard gain.
Well, let's see if they continue to lie on Mr. Phillips. I want to see them kind of spread Phillips out in the open field. Other than that, it's time for someone other than him to step up.
And at this point in the game, Michael, you can't keep running the ball. Down 24-6.
I mean, you can. It's still a long, 10-plus minutes in the third, so you can.
Noel out of the shotgun, gives it back to Johnson. No, it's a fake. Noel to the outside, gets hit. No gain on the play. As trying to get the number on that scene who brought him down.
But what I will add to that last point is you got to try to switch it up. You can't keep lining up, in my opinion, in I formation, power formations, telling the defense what you're going to do. There's not a lot of motion on the Express offense. Their playbook seems a little bit basic to me. They need to come out and try a little bit of a diversion to throw this defense off.
And that was Carl Young with his 5th tackle of the night all over the field. Linebacker for this Chaos defense. And this defense looks in prime form heading into the playoffs. Again, last regular season game here at home. Babe Serpico Memorial Field in Rebels Park, Illinois. They have raffles here tonight. They have they can give away some great prizes. Some Tucker flags are autographed by Bears players, I've been told. Throw deep, picked off by Valenti, and he gets the 20, has a blocker. Going to walk into the end zone. There's a flag down. I believe it's going to be a late hit. The interception should stay. It was not, but I don't think the touchdown will stay. That won't probably get called back, but look at that. Michael Valenti just jumping up. He stays on his feet and rumbles and bumbles down the end zone. But that, I think that's going to be ruled not a touchdown, but should still be ruled an interception, I believe.
And wouldn't that be, I believe, Valente's seventh interception of the season?
Sixth, actually. He had five coming into the into this game.
Who had the interception earlier?
Earlier was Christian Grantham.
Okay.
Had the interception earlier.
So six interceptions in the season.
But that ties Michael Valenti for the league-leading six interceptions.
Correct. He was currently ranked number two.
Yes. So that will be no touchdown, but the interception will stand. That's Noel's second thrown interception in the game.
There's no touchdown. Still chaos ball.
So the chaos will get excellent field position again from the 25-yard line.
And still waiting on Nathan Rivera to put his imprint on the game.
Yeah, he has not done much against this stout defense of the chaos as they start their drive from the 25-yard line of the Express.
Rivera with 50 tackles.
Brockman takes the handoff to Johnson, throws over the middle behind Sumling. But you know what? That was actually a pretty good throw. He put that in a position where only Sumling can get it, as you saw the linebacker coming up trying to make a play on the ball.
Right. When you got a lot of speedy receivers, sometimes it's hard to kind of gauge the different variations when running routes.
So second down and 10 now for the Chaos. As Brockman comes back into the huddle, you're going to see him on the screen in a second. There he is. Going to his coach on the sideline almost every play. Brockman playing an excellent game today. Four touchdowns on the night. Two passing, two rushing.
And the defensive line of the Express are living up to their reputation. They are failing to get pressure on the quarterback.
And if you don't have pressure, it's going to be tough to stop them. As Matthew Brockman out of the gun, fakes the handoff to Johnson, looks deep to the end zone. His former double coverage overthrows it. Be third down and 10 now for the Chaos.
Brockman's pass intended for the end zone.
But I like Brockman taking these shots downfield. He's showing confidence. Obviously, you have the confidence in the receivers.
And you absolutely have the confidence in your offensive line because they are just having a very basic, breezy day today.
And the raffle prizes tonight, one of the prizes are six tickets to the Lingerie Football League Championship. It's a double header on August 15th. Also have Bears autographs on Tucker flags. So a lot of great stuff the Chaos are doing here in their last regular season game of the year. They will be back here for the playoffs, though. So Brockman out of the shotgun, four wide receivers set. Gives it to Johnson on third and 10. Johnson cuts back inside. Spins over, finally brought down after maybe about a 4-5 yard gain. And on the play again was defensive tackle Theron Dismuke, who's been all over the field. That's his sixth tackle of the evening. And Jarrell Johnson on his third carry for 5 yards, 15 yards now on the night.
And he is the only one that has played consistent throughout the game for the Express, in my opinion.
Oh, he's been a beast up front. The Chaos have been having trouble running the ball up the middle, unless it's with Brockman off those quarterback design runs to the outside.
Yeah, his partner, number 87, has got to step his game up.
So Matthew Brockman,
James Flynn,
out of the shotgun again here, going for it here on 4th and 5 from the 20. Brockman takes the handoff, blitz coming. Brockman gets it off, caught, dropped, flag down though. Looking for maybe possibly a defensive pass interference. That flag was from the far line judge. So that may be first down Chaos. Legal man downfield possibly on the Chaos. So always hoping for the best there, but it will be a turnover as the Express will come back on the field. Decision to go for there, Michael. Good one, bad one? I mean, you know, looking at the situation here.
I would have punted it. I punt, personally. I mean, I think the game is
You would have punted from that close?
You talking for the Express?
Oh, no, for the Chaos.
Oh, I thought you said if you were the Express. Oh,
no,
apologize.
No.
If I'm the Chaos, no, I'm going for it. I'm not scared at all. They're not really doing anything too much. They have 6 points. First and 10 for the Express. Let's open our playbook and see if we can execute.
And plus, right now, pretty much for the Chaos, this game and next week's game on the road is really kind of exhibition games for them as they get prepped for the playoffs. Well, obviously, you want to win, though.
No. I definitely understand what you're saying. You want to use those games to sharpen up, to tune up your skills and your execution. But to your point, you definitely don't want to take anybody for granted.
So Norell Rivera out of the shotgun, looking left, throws, overthrows on the play. Intended receiver was, I believe, trying to get a name on him.
See, to me, uncharacteristically, Rivera is not really going downfield. He's not looking for anything over the middle. A lot of short dink and dunk and small, slow option plays. I just don't think it's effective with the speed of this Chaos defense.
Yeah, you pointed him out. I thought he was going to – I mean, a lot of quarterbacks come into these games because of the Chaos, and they are uncharacteristic. The Chaos defense has been so – excellent this season.
Yeah, the safeties to me have done a really good job this season keeping the top
Blitz coming,
of the
handoff up the
contained.
Middle. Sorry to interrupt you on that one, Michael. Go ahead, finish.
No, that's okay. Good play there. Oh, a little feistiness. Let's keep our composure. No more flags there. No, what I was touching on is that the Chaos's safety squad, does a really good job of keeping the cap of the defense on. They don't let anybody get past them. There's not a lot of penalties coming from them. A very smart, high IQ secondary.
And you saw on that play, Carl Young, man, he's an animal. Look at him just jump over. He's all fired up. His sixth tackle of the night. Carl Young has been huge for them. I love his after the play excitements, his celebrations.
I like his purple socks.
You're good with the shoes, the Michael Jordans, not the purple
socks.
Hey,
I'm just saying, man. People got some fashion skills out here.
So out of the gun is Noel Rivera. Takes a snap, looks to the right. No one open. Pressure coming. Has to scramble to the right.
Throws back to the left.
Throws in the backfield.
That's a live ball.
They do blow it dead. Okay. I thought maybe it was a live ball. And look at that again. It is Carl Young in the backfield putting the pressure on.
I don't know. They didn't tell me.
So now it's going to be...
Tickets
are
all the prizes to me.
The Chaos, though, putting some huge pressure on Noel Rivera. And really, the defensive line, Michael, of the Chaos, way different than the defensive line of the Express here tonight.
Yeah, our defensive line is definitely more proactive. They're more aggressive. They're really hitting with some aggressiveness at the point of the attack. And the Express, outside of Cook, they're not really doing too much.
So fourth down here, they're going to punt it. Almost blocked. James Former back deep to receive. It bounces ahead of the 40. He takes it to the 34-yard line up the middle, across the midfield. Has some blockers to the 40. Is he going to get one more here? 30, 10, 5, touchdown, and no flags on the field. Here you go, James Former. He had one earlier, which was called back. He finally gets one. We've been waiting for it. He took that about 65 yards for a touchdown. James Former wheeling, dealing, getting by the defense. Just look at that speed.
Like I like to say, it looks like combine speed to me.
James Former, I wonder where he runs his 40 in.
We definitely need to get that statistic. Well, if I'm the Express, I'm looking for a lifeline. If I'm a coach right now, I got to, we just came out of half. Well, we're not really slowing them down. I got to figure out how to get the troops back rolling. And I may have to call New York Life for insurance. Consider all the good you do in your life and all those that you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Terry Zachata a great call, and she can help protect what matters to you most. You can reach Terry at 630-254-6979 or look her up at www.newyorklife.com.
It's now Trail Chaos up 30-6, and their first extra point of the game. That goes through. Obviously, they had two botched snaps. They went for two twice. They finally get one in. Donna Kozlowski gets 1 point on the board. 31-6 now. Chaos lead. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And total domination here. James Former finally gets in the end zone, Michael. We saw the one earlier in the first quarter. They got called back. was so excited about that, and then they saw the flag. James Former gets that one, and he's racking up the stats on the return game.
Yeah, he made sure to make this one count. Can't call that one back.
So kind of disappointing, though, we don't get to see Matthew Brockman back on the field, but I'm sure he's just happier than anybody that James Former's ever returned that for a touchdown.
Hey, it looks like you're up. You did your job. Go ahead and get something to eat.
And you take a look at some of James Former one more time. Took it off the dribble and just blows by everybody. Didn't have to make any moves. Just runs faster.
Great way to follow his block. And once again, fantastic straight line speed.
So now kicking off the chaos, Dominic Kozlowski after that. Good point after. And it's another nice kick by Kozlowski. He's been kicking them good all night. That's going to bounce in the end zone for a touchback. And the Express getting run over right now by the Chaos. And they'll come back out for another offensive drive. Last one was stalled. And the punt to James Former, he took it 65 yards to the house to make it 30-6. On that drive. No, not even a drive for the Chaos, just a punt return. And an extra point for Donna Kozlowski was up and good.
And right now, if I'm the Express, your receiving core needs to have a coming to Jesus meeting. You need to show up, help your quarterback out, and get open.
Well, they got guys out there. Chris Smith had the one touchdown, the 5 yards. Noro Vera not even at 30 yards passing on the game. He's only had four completions on the night, finding trouble, getting pressured a lot.
Yeah, let's be fair. He's getting pressured a
lot.
Carl
Young has been all over the field.
He's on the run. Had the one interception. Just a sloppy game so far.
So Noro Rivera out of the shotgun, four wide receiver spread. He's got Calvin Phillips in the backfield alongside of them, been there all game. He gives it to Phillips up the middle and out to the left. Gets brought down after a short gain. And that's Nate Kameo, I believe, waving to the sideline. Nate Kameo playing some defense now.
And there's something that the Express offense is trying to attack in terms of that right side of the defensive line. They continue to try to draw plays to go there on the off-tackle spot.
And Nate Kameo was giving them
It hasn't been that successful.
Nate Kameo was doing the Dikembe Mutombo there, shaking the index finger, telling him no dice as... On that play, Calvin Phillips went nowhere.
Well, to this point, he can do that.
So a second and about seven here. Out of the shotgun is Rivera. Has had trouble in the backfield, getting pressured a lot by this Chaos front four. Chaos rush four, the handoff to Phillips. He breaks a tackle, bounces outside, and hit hard by Ricky Scherzett. Picking
very
up another tackle.
Third down.
His third tackle of the game. And that went for no gain. It'll be maybe a yard on the play. So it'll be third and six now.
So if I'm the Express, I've ran a lot of plays going to the left side, bootleg, off tackle. I would continue to go there, but instead I would look deep downfield. I'd fake a bootleg, fake the run, get the DBs and linebackers to commit, and take a shot downfield.
So about third and seven here, just past the 20 of the Express. They got three wide receivers set. Out of the shotgun is Rivera, two running backs in the backfield. He pitches it to Phillips to the left. Really nowhere to go, wrestled down by two Chaos defenders. Trying to get a number there, I believe it was Ricky Surgette. And trying to find another one. Ricky Surgette picks up his fourth tackle of the evening. As you think there, Michael, on a third and seven in this situation, you got to go to the air. They keep giving it to Calvin Phillips, a very talented running back in his respect, but 31-6 here, you got to try to pick up some points on the board.
Yeah, I'm very surprised he's not used in the passing game more.
And George Barris, the punter and kicker for this Express team, out there to attempt a punt. James Former back deep in about the same position he was last time. Can we see another punt return? Almost blocked. Line drive kick bounces inside the 50. Taken by Marvin Roan Jr. across the 50 to the outside. Across the 40. A huge block on the play by Adam Nelson. I don't know if you saw that, Michael. as the Lewis stalwart had to go to the crowd shaking his head. He couldn't believe the hit.
That's a
put on by Adam Nelson.
Big gentleman.
And a good return there by Marvin Roan Jr. as the Chaos are sensing a win late here in the third quarter. And I believe there was a penalty on that play, and they're going to get a block in the back. So that's going to bring them all the way back to still excellent field position from the 48. Hear word here from the official right now. Nope. I believe it was a block in the back, either that or a holding. Nonetheless, you're going to send the Chaos back a little bit. They will start from their own 48-yard line as Shamar McFarland comes off the field. And you got in there right now Darren Little. He had the onside kick recovery earlier. Shamar McFarland back out on the field. They only had 10 guys in the huddle. Had to get one more guy out there.
Yeah, don't want a handicap out there, although you're up a lot.
So the Chaos break huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Some changes on the offense. Christian Grant him in the game. He's playing the slot on the left. Brockman out of the gun. Takes a snap. Throws over the middle. A little high. Tending receiver on there was Christian Grantham. And a hit on the play. So incomplete pass.
Finally get some pressure on the quarterback there from the defensive line.
Michael Brockman tonight, 7 of 16. 152 yards, 2 touchdowns. One interception. He also has 2 rushing touchdowns on 4 carries for 27 yards. Now Shamar McFarland does come off the field. They're going to get some of these second stringers in the game, see what they can do.
I want to see if they continue to go at number 32, Chris Smith.
Matthew Brockman out of the shotgun. No Anthony Iannotti tonight. He's taking some rest. Brockman throws deep to the corner. Has Granham. He almost made the catch. Great defensive play by Chris Smith on the coverage.
Brockman's pass falls incomplete.
And that was a pretty good throw there by Brockman. And Christian Grantham, who had the interception earlier in this game, he's kind of slow to get up, almost hauled that one in. Good effort there. Just could not make the catch.
Yeah, Chris is lucky that he dropped the football, but way to stay, way to give good effort throughout the entire play.
He's been a big part of the defense for the Chaos, forcing that early turnover. He is now on the sideline. Looks like shaking up a little bit. Seems to be okay, though, as Thomas Loving, tight end for the Chaos, now checks in the game. Josh Hampton will come over to the left alongside James Former in the slot. C.J. Young in the backfield alongside Matthew Brockman. On the right is Sumling. Out of the gun is Brockman. Waiting for the snap, takes it. Drops back, pressure coming. Steps up, little moves, buys himself some time, keeps his eyes downfield. He's going to run with it now, across the 50, gets brought down, fumbles out of the ball. It was out of bounds already. See what they marked him at about the 45 or the 46-yard line of the Express. So
Brockman,
about a 6-yard gain there for Brockman.
Brockman displayed some really nice pocket presence on that play. He didn't get scared or frazzled. He waited for the defensive lineman to pass by him. Made a nice little swim move and got out of trouble.
Well, he felt the pressure coming from behind him. Great presence of mind there. And didn't get happy feet. Kept his eyes downfield. No one open. Made a play on his own. Got a few yards and made a more manageable fourth down.
Yeah, and if you're Anthony Bellafiore, number 40 on the Express, you did your job. You got to the quarterback. You got him out of his position. Where's your teammates?
Third and fourth period.
So a fourth down and 4 here from the 46-yard line of the Express. The Chaos going for it. Nothing to lose here, up 31-6. Already have home field clinched throughout. Again, Matthew Brockman in the quarterback. Anthony Iannotti, nothing wrong with him. He's just resting up for the playoffs. Matthew Brockman out of the shotgun, 4 wide receiver set. C.J. Young alongside him. Defense, no pressure on there. Brockman has all time in the road. Scrambles out. Now pressure coming. He throws one over the middle. Incomplete. The sideline of the Chaos wanted a flag. I think good no call there as both players were going for the ball. So turnover, Chaos on the incomplete pass for Matthew Brockman.
Yeah, it looks like the Chaos tried to open up the playbook with some passing there. Didn't work out in their favor. Good defensive stance by the Express.
So Express get a stop. That's the second turnover on downs. They force the second fourth down the Chaos have gone for it on and been unable to convert. But here, 31-6. About a minute and 24 to go here in the third quarter. Chaos got this game pretty much in hand. The Express have had trouble on offense. Noel Rivera only completed four passes tonight. Calvin Phillips has been their go-to man on the ground. The Chaos defenders have been all over the field, led by Carl Young with six tackles. And Christian Grant him with a one interception. And the Mike Valenti interception that he returned for a touchdown but was called back. So two touchdowns returned have been called back, Michael.
And I have not seen White be active today. Is he in the game?
White, number 91, Nick White, defensive tackle for the Chaos. I see Adam Nelson had laid out that big hit on the return. Dropping back, Adam Nelson's spin move gets double teamed. He's trying to get in there for a sack. Throws it away, caught, and missed tackle there by the Chaos. Fumble, Chaos dive on it. Turnover. Chaos will take over from the 44-yard line, 43-yard line, excuse me.
Chaos.
And picking up the play there was Lorenzo Brandon, defensive back for the Chaos. So three turnovers forced now by this Chaos defense. Lorenzo Brown, the fumble recovery. Mike Valenti, interception. And Christian Grantham, interception. 31-6. As clock will stop here on the turnover, Chaos start their possession from the 43-yard line of the Express. Matthew Brockman, you can see him one more time before the third quarter ends. Brockman out of the gun, four wide receiver spread. CJ Young in the backfield next to his left. Takes the handoff to Young. Brockman breaks the tackle, gets up forward across the 40, inside close to about the 35, brought down about the 36-yard line. Nice run there by Brockman, about a 7-yard gain.
And that's good sportsmanship by Former. Made a nice block there, made sure the player wasn't injured.
Well, James Former, really the ultimate teammate. He does everything for this team. If he's asked to block, he'll block. If he's asked to do punt returns, he'll do punt returns. If he's asked to catch the ball out of the backfield, he'll do it. So that's going to do it for the third quarter. Chaos lead 31-6 over the Express. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the fourth quarter here on SportsTownChicago.com.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
SportsTownChicago.com is an internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
Welcome back to Chicago Chaos Football here on SportsTownChicago.com. I am Cody Grant. Alongside me is Michael Batts Jr., our producer Ryan Fahey. 31-6 Chaos lead here at their home field. Beautiful Babe Serpico field here in Melrose Park, Illinois.
And we have ourselves a beatdown to this point.
31-6, yes, beatdown, I think maybe a little bit. I don't think that's... Arsenal handoff to Sumling on the reverse. Sumling to the outside, across the 35 to the 30. He has a blocker downfield. He's gone all the way. No, just short. Just got pushed out of bounds.
Number 11, pushed out of bounds.
Just close to an end touchdown there for Sumling. Jason Sumling on the run, goes for a gain of about 40 yards.
And that's George Perez once again with a nice touchdown saving tackle. He's been consistent throughout the game.
So Jason Sumling on his first run in the game, 40-yard run, and sets the Chaos up inside the 5-yard line of the Express. What are you thinking? Another run touchdown for Matthew Brockman? He's got two on the night.
Well, I'm not satisfied if I'm the Chaos's coach. I'm saying, hey, our running game needs to get going. Let's see what we can do right here.
Got Jarrell Johnson in the backfield. Brockman out of the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left. Two wide receivers to the right. Running this formation pretty much all night. Brockman drops back to pass. Throws it incomplete. Brockman has had 19 attempts tonight. He's converting on only 7 of them. But they have gone for 152 yards.
Yeah, when he strikes, it has counted.
Matthew Brockman, quick pass there as he threw it, kind of jumped in the air. And just a flick of the wrist, the intended receiver was Josh Hampton, who has a touchdown today.
Flick of the wrist.
You like how I incorporated that in there?
I had to follow up.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Anytime.
So out of the huddle now, second and goal. Inside the 5-yard line of the Express. Two running backs in the backfield. C.J. Young in the backfield. Matthew Brockman out of the shotgun again. Hands off C.J. Young. Cuts to the right. And waiting for the signal. He is in. C.J. Young, touchdown on the 3-yard run.
That's a chaos touchdown.
And to that point earlier, you know, when your running game's not doing well, you want to, you know, you're going to leave this game with a little bit of confidence, or at least more than you had in the first half. You know, get your guy a touchdown there and have something good to talk about in practice during the week.
And they just gave out the raffle. The Tucker flag was signed by Adrian Peterson, not Vikings Adrian Peterson, former Bears Adrian Peterson, number 29, former running back for the Chicago Bears. Played back behind Thomas Jones and Cedric Benson a few years back. So now,
sturdy guy.
Very. So 37-6 now as Kozowski attempts the extra point. And it is up. Wait for the signal. It is good. So Kozowski, two extra points now on the night for him. 38-6. Recapping that drive, it started off with the Jason Sumling run on the reverse. Went from 40 yards and capping it off on the 3-yard touchdown run with C.J. Young, his first touchdown of the night. Goes
to raffle number it looks like everybody's starting to rack up stats now. 7-0.
So the Chaos offense comes off the field now, and their defense will get another shot at quarterback Noah Rivera. They haven't sacked him much. They've gotten pressure on him.
No, he's been very
elusive. He's been elusive.
Very elusive, very mobile. That's why I can't really put too much of the blame on him, but I do put blame on his ability to not either keep the ball when the play breaks down and run forward north and south, or either make a quick decision with the football and go through your reads. But no in-between.
So have the Express unit, receiving unit for the kickoffs out there, and the kicking unit for the Chaos getting ready to send one deep is Dominic Kozowski. Chaos lead 38-6 with 13:38 to go here in the fourth quarter. A blowout tonight in their last home regular season game for the Chaos. They will be here again for the playoffs as they have clinched home field throughout.
And if I'm number 32, Chris Smith on the Express, and that ball comes to me, they've been coming to me all game.
And an onside kick, and that's not going to go long enough, though. And they're going to pick it up, the Express, that is, at the 48-yard line. You love the confidence of the Chaos. Just saying, we're going to keep piling it on. Unfortunately, could not get it up. Dominic Kozowski, very talented at doing those onside kicks.
Yeah, I got to say, that one did look horrible, though.
It did not travel far, nearly enough.
But you know what? You did get the good one earlier, so you get a pass.
And Kozowski smiling, coming off the field. He's had a good game today. He had the onside kick earlier, which was successful, and that was Darren Little that recovered it. That just barely went 10 yards.
Now, this is what I like. You're up. by 20-plus points. But Brockman is getting players together. He's circling up. He's going over plays. And he's discussing strategy, although you have the lead. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, a leader on this Chaos team, for sure. They have a bunch of leaders on this team. That's why they've been so successful since they've been in the GFL. Three-time GFL champions, going for their fourth straight championship this year. Out of the shotgun is Nora Rivera. Hands it off to his running back, Calvin Phillips. Has to bring it back out. Hits Rivera and is brought down in the backfield by James Epley, his first tackle of the game.
And, you know, I kind of feel bad for Phillips. You know, he's a really great talent. He's leading the league in rushing. But it's interesting because his offensive line has not showed up today. Not a lot of energy. I know they've been out there, a little while. A lot of hands on the hips. But you gotta strap up. You gotta win your individual battles once again. You gotta win the point of attack. Give your guy a chance.
So it'll be a second down and 11 here on the 1 yard loss from their own 47-yard line. Are the Express come out? And now you have, Michael, here you go. Calvin Phillips lined up as a receiver. You wanted to see this all night. They're doing it now. Trips left. Two wide receivers are right. Nobody in the backfield. Nora Rivera out of the gun.
This is way
Chaos
late.
Chaos sent four. Rivera throws to the right and overthrows the intended receiver, Chris Smith, on the play, who had the touchdown reception earlier in the game. Third down and 11 now from their own 47-yard line.
If I'm Express, I'm going to continue. Well, two things. One, I'm going to pull 32 Chris aside if I'm the coach and say, hey, look, your head's been all up and down throughout the game. You're one of our leaders. We need you to perform. Yes, you gave up a touchdown, a few big plays, but you also made some good plays to help us out. Now step up, be a leader, calm everyone down, and make some plays out there.
And we're going to have a timeout here for the Express as the Express will talk things over. Down 38-6. Again, we're at Babe Serpico Memorial Field here in Melrose Park, Illinois, home of the Chicago Chaos. He's 7-1 Chicago Chaos, looking to do 8-1. They have a chance to finish the season 9-1 if they can win out the last two games. Again, this is their last regular season home game, and the Chaos pulled out all the stops.
And right now, obviously, the Chaos have a really tight grip on the game, almost an iron claw. And if you're going to, have an iron claw, use iron claw tactical. Iron Claw Tactical designs superior firearms and accessories for the American hunter, sportsman, and gun enthusiast. If you are of any of those or all of them, make sure Iron Claw Tactical is on your list or liked Facebook pages, or visit them at www.ironclawtactical.com.
So now the Express come back out from their timeout. Third down and long. As Nora Rivera out of the shotgun.
Thanks,
five wide receivers spread here. Calvin Phillips in the slot on the right. Nora Rivera, no blockers on the inside. It's a Chaos. Have two down linemen, two standing up. The pressure coming. Throws to the middle of the field. Caught. And down at the 40-yard line, short of the first down. It's going to be a fourth and about two.
Now, we're seeing
Eric
the success.
Reception.
Now, let's just take a note, honestly. We're seeing the success of the distraction that Phillips is causing just by being lined up out wide. This is a new look. The Chaos are looking like they kind of don't know what to do. Let's see what they can take advantage.
No huddle. Quarterback sneak on this one. I think that's short. It's going to be close. They're going to look at it, but I think he's short. And they make the signal right now. Chaos football on the turnover. And Nora Rivera went no huddle there. Tried a quick quarterback sneak. The Chaos were ready for it. And so they will take over.
Nah, not with 2 yards. You guys haven't had any success up the middle too much.
No, quarterback sneak 1 yard, maybe.
I mean, you got Phillips. I would do an option.
I would give it to Phillips. He has not been brought down behind the line that much, right?
At least an option play to give you a little bit of wiggle room.
So now the Chaos offense back on the field, 11:21 to go and counting for the rest of the game. Chaos looking to finish on top. Two more games left in the season, including this one. This is their last home game, though. On the day, Matthew Brockman, what a game he has had. He is 7 of 19, throwing the ball 152 yards, two touchdowns, only one interception. About the only mistake he has made tonight, he's had 6 rushes for 42 yards. Two of them have gone for touchdowns, one on a 2-yard run and one on a 10-yard run. And he's back out there at quarterback again. Four wide receiver spread. Matthew Brockman takes the snap, looks left, throws high, caught by Sumling as he leaps to make that catch for about a 5-yard gain, and the Chaos move the chains.
Stand corrected. Nice way to get the ball at the highest point of the football flight.
So Jason Sumling making his second catch of the game, as that one goes for a gain of 5. He's up to 22 yards now receiving. The receiver's been spreading the ball around. 3 catches for Sumling, 3 catches for Former, 1 for Hampton, which was a touchdown, 1 for Shamar McFarland. 2 for Shamar McFarland, 1 was a touchdown.
Yeah, if you try to key in on Former, good luck now.
And Former had that 65-yard punt return touchdown, which was not called back, that one. Brockman takes a snap, looks deep, throws to the outside. No one there. Picked off. Did he trap it? He did trap it. That did hit the ground. Incomplete pass. Chaos catch a break there. That was close.
Yeah, it looks like Smith almost had his play he was looking for.
Matthew Brockman had receivers open as he threw it right there and couldn't see. I think from our angle, we saw it hit the ground, but it was close from that replay.
Let's see if our replay guys can get a little look at this.
So that's going to stay. It can be a third down now. Third and about 4-5 yards. So pretty close. Third and manageable, as I like to call it. Anything inside 6 yards, third and manageable. Chaos, though, you got to expect them to go for it. They have a fourth down. They've done it all night. So coming on the field now, they have Quinnell Johnson in at receiver. Rare appearance at wide receiver for him. He's usually on the defensive side. As Brockman takes the snap, high snap, grabs it, scrambles to the right. He's going to pull it down and run with it. Stiff arm, huge block, and Brockman down the sideline, leaps in the air, finally gets brought out of bounds. What a block. Wow. Flag on the play, though.
Brockman with the keeper.
Brockman, first down run there, went for a huge gain. Flag, I've been told there's a flag on the field, and there is. We're going to wait on the call, but loving that. Block on the play was Lewis Stallworth on the sideline. Second huge block we have seen from a Chaos player. And they're discussing it right now. Personal foul on the Express. So late hit. So that block, well, did you see that block, Michael, right in front of you?
Absolutely. Number 29. Number 29 put some laid some wood down.
Yeah, that was number 29 in the Chaos, Darren Little, who's had an impact on this game. He recovered that onside kick earlier. So that's going to tag on another 15 yards to that already impressive run by Matthew Brockman that went for about 30 yards. So Matthew Brockman now really racking up the stats through the air and on the ground. He's up to 72 yards rushing on 7 carries, 10.2 yards per carry. He is averaging. He's 8 for 21, passing for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns, and not to mention the 2 rushing touchdowns. Michael, he's been huge. He was huge in the first half. He's being huge again in the second half.
Don't forget some of his coaching points on the sideline.
Let's see that bone-crushing block one more time. Brockman had a scramble to the outside. You're going to see it right here, a number right there. Oh, my God. Just lower the shoulder, lit him up. That is a pro-style hit right there.
That's
Matthew Brockman throws a floater to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown Chaos on the 15-yard throw.
Touchdown,
and that was
Chaos.
To number 21. You don't see him there very often. Quinnell Johnson. Nice, I believe that's his first receiving touchdown of the year.
Nice touch on the football by Brockman.
So it goes for about a 12-yard touchdown throw. Matthew Brockman's third touchdown of the game to 3 different receivers, and he's at 169 yards passing, 9 of 22, 3 throwing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. What a game for Matthew Brockman. And now the field goal unit will come out to attempt the extra point, 44-6 here, Chaos lead the Express. Have hit a train wreck here in Melrose Park, Illinois. The extra point attempt is wide left. No good. So remain 44-6. Chaos dominating on all facets of this game of football. Special teams, offense, defense, turnovers. doing everything, getting everything done.
And really the only critique I can give them at this point is just to work on your extra point execution.
Well, you know, too, in their history, this goes alongside with extra points. They've only had one made field goal in the history, and it happened this year in a game winner back in week four, I believe.
Right.
And it was our first field goal game in team history. Dominic Kozlowski, it was a game winner to give the Chaos a 16-14 win. And now we look at them now about to go 8-1 on the season.
Yeah, it definitely looks like they don't take a lot of field goals, but it's something they can work on.
So now the Express receiving unit is on the field. Deep to receive is Reggie Hurdle.
And it looks like they have
and
replaced.
And Deshaun Cook.
They have, correct, they've replaced Mr. Chris Smith.
Yes, it's now Deshaun Cook in there. Reggie Hurdle's been in their whole game, but they usually have two guys back there, and now it is Cook. And now he's going to take it by himself because he is the lone man back at his own goal line. Kozlowski ready to kick off. Looks to send it deep. And it's another good kickoff there. As coming up for it is Cook. Takes it from the 10-yard line out to the right. Gets hit right away and wrestled to the ground. Trying to see the number on that tackle.
Not a lot of space there.
No, no one there. As that is Josh Hampton, wide receiver for the Chaos. Josh Hampton, his first tackle of the game. So they're doing a lot of showing their versatility on this Chaos team. Everybody able to do everything. So now the Express offense will come out, and they'll start from their own 15-yard line. Haven't had good field position very often, unless the Chaos have turned the ball over close to midfield. But besides that, the Chaos special teams have been pinning them deep. Their unit has been getting down there quick and making the tackles.
And it looks like a lot of backups in there for the Chaos. Let's see if it makes any difference for Rivera and his team.
As Rivera out of the shotgun, two running backs in the backfield with him. He's going to hand off to one of them to the outside, trying to get a number on there. He breaks a one tackle and wrestled down, making that hit on the play for the Chaos was number 9. That's Kevin Scariot, his first tackle of the game. Gain of 5 there on the play on the run by Reggie Hurdle. About 7. So second down and 3 here for the Express. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Chaos dominating this game, 44-6. Their defense has been excellent. Even throwing a bunch of guys out there. I mean, when you look up, I mean, there's two guys on offense that have tackles. The rest, there's 9-10 guys that recorded a tackle in this game. Multiple of them have multiple tackles. On the run now, brought down. Another tackle on the play for the Chaos. Number 26, Lorenzo Brown, who had the fumble recovery in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's been a real solid effort by the entire defense, including the backups.
Yeah, backups have been stepping up, and we talk about the depth of at the wide receiver unit. How about the depth on this defense? They've been able to put guys in there at different positions, let them work, and enjoy playing the game of football and making plays out there.
Yeah, you always want to get your backups some experience. You never know when it's their time to perform.
And that's why I mentioned earlier, it's kind of like an exhibition game, this game and next week's game. You still want to win them, but it's a good time to get your starter some rest, as Anthony Ainati getting his rest tonight. Matthew Brockman, obviously playing quarterback, doing a great job. 5 total touchdowns on the night. Out of the shotgun is Noel Rivera. Takes the snap, throws the right. It looked like it was tipped the line of scrimmage. Caught, though, making a move. Another move on the left across the 45. Finally brought down the arm tackle on the play. Again, that was Kevin Scariot making the tackle on the arm tackle.
That's Eric Hauser with a nice catch, a nice run after the catch. They've had some success in the past few series running that same play. I would like to see them go back to it again.
So first down and 10 for the Express from their own 46-yard line. The Chaos defense, a lot of backups in there now. Starters getting some much-deserved rest. As out of the shotgun is Rivera and a 5 wide receiver spread. pressure coming. Has to step up. He's going to run it himself. Out to the outside. Took a big hit. Stayed on his feet, though. Finally wrestled down.
Rivera with a quarterback keeper.
So quarterback keeper on the play. Norro Vero getting 6 yards on the run. That's going to make a second down and four. Just over 5 minutes to go here left in the game. I know it's not over till the fat lady sings, Michael, but I tell you what, this one is over.
Yeah, the fat lady's not singing, but too short. Excuse me. I wish I was a little bit taller singing.
Ryan Fahey looking excited for the chaos. Our producer doing a great job as always. The Express break huddle coming to the line of scrimmage here on second down and six. Chaos in a 4-3 defense.
All right, let's see if Noel can start spreading the football around.
Out of the shotgun is Rivera. Five wide receiver spread. This has been working for them as of late. Rivera drops back, throws one deep over the middle, caught short over the middle, excuse me. Making another move on the play is Eric Hauser, showing some versatility out there at the wide receiver position. He's usually a wide receiver. He does play some running back, some defense.
But, yeah, it looks like they finally looks like the Express have finally recognized that they cannot take the top off his defense. So it looks like they're running some really nice comeback routes, some intermediate strategy that's working.
So Express moving the ball downfield here. They will now have the ball from the 33-yard line of the Chaos.
Well, they can't stop number three. Why not go to him?
As Nora Rivera in that five wide receiver set again. It's been working for them on this drive. He takes the snap. Gets time. Now getting pressured. Scrambles. We got a flag on the play. Probably a holding that will be coming back. The catch is made. He's not down. He gets back up and runs. Picks a few more yards. That, again, is Eric Hauser. But it's going to be a... Excuse me. That's going to be a face mask. Legal use of the hands on the Chaos. Looks like the defensive lineman on the Chaos trying to see who it was, I believe.
A very nice strike by Noel there.
He's looking very good on this drive here.
5-8, I think he said.
So that penalty, though, will go against the Chaos, so add another 5 yards on the play. And now the Express from the 7-yard line of the Chaos, moving the ball downfield, looking to put up some more points. They have
Eric Hauser's taking a breather on the sideline. Let's see if who they're going to go to on this play.
First
maybe
32
Chris Smith.
Noah Rivera out of the gun. They stay in that five wide receiver set as they move in motion to the outside slot. George Rodas. Rivera takes the snap, looks to the right, throws a bullet, caught, makes a move, spins forward, down short of the goal line.
And they're going to that same gap behind the outside linebacker, and they need to tighten that up if you're the Chaos.
Second down and goal for the Express.
So the Chaos defense letting up a few as Marvin Roan finished off that tackle. Marvin Roan, his second tackle of the game.
And if you're the Express, this is what you want. You know, obviously you cannot come back and win this game, but at least you can come back and show that you can execute your game plan and have something to build off of moving forward.
And that's going to be that two-minute warning. So both teams will go to the sideline, take a short break. And, you know, after one, Michael, I didn't think it was that bad, but the Chaos really got going here in the second half. And put up some more points on the board, obviously leading this game 44-6, just dominating. So the Chaos doing an excellent job in this game. At home, last home game of the regular season. And the Express, though, showing that they can try to get some movement down on the field offense, looking to score some more points. Only put up 6 tonight.
And although this...
As the Chaos defense all ready to go.
All right, and yes, this score does look like we are playing a pro team is playing a minor league team. And if you're into minor league, Try Midwest Minor League Association. Visit their Facebook.
So now the Express come on in the field. Either shotgun, five wide receivers set. It is Nora Rivera. About from the 2 yard line here. Second and goal. Rivera takes a snap. Quarterback keeper hit, brought down short of the goal line. Hitting him first on the play was Lewis Stallworth, making his second tackle of the game.
He looked very driven on that play. And if you're driven, try Driven Benson Supply.
So the Chaos trying to make a goal line stand here, third and goal from the 1 yard line after that 1 yard gain on the quarterback keeper by Norrell Rivera. Rivera out of the shotgun, five wide receiver set again. Chaos got to be ready for anything here. Rivera takes the snap, scrambles the right, pressure coming, throws one, a floater, incomplete, and a flag called. And I want to wait till they make the call. I didn't think there was anything there, was there, Michael?
I don't know. Somebody did look held up. I don't know if it was defender or the person on offense.
And it looks like Marvin Roan Jr. is going to be called for pass interference holding on Marvin Roan Jr. So that's going to be an automatic first down. One more look on that. Looks like he did maybe have a little bit of the jersey. So Marvin Roan getting called for that. He was on an island. Marvin Roan, one of the best cover corners the Chaos have. So the Express will get another opportunity to get in that zone as it will be first and goal. So the Chaos defense looks like they are ready to go here. You got to expect the Express to come out in that five-hour super spread again. They've been doing that pretty much all drive, and it has been successful here late in the fourth quarter. And they're going to have two running backs in the backfield on this one. Out of the pistol is Nora Rivera. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Chaos defense all up on the line of scrimmage. And it's a quarterback keeper right at the middle. Trying to get it in. He's brought down short. So it will be second and goal now. Making the tackle on the play was, again, Lewis Stallworth. His third tackle of the evening. Second in the last two plays.
And the question is to me, where is Mr. Phillips? Maybe they're trying to save him because this is a blowout game. But this is a spot where you can bring him back in if you want to execute.
You make a good point there. Phillips has been their go-to guy pretty much all game, and now you're a yard away and you don't have him in the game. But, you know,
safety,
you're not
going
to win. You might as well keep it because he's such a good player, such a valuable player to your team. Five wide receiver spread. Noel Rivera out of the gun. Waiting for the snap. Takes it. Flags out. Throw to the end zone. Fight for the ball. Seahawks backers take it away. They're going to call a touch on the play. There was a flag down. I mentioned the Seahawks backers from that two games ago replacement referees when they had a play for the ball. The two defenders, the defender and the
a lot of penalties receiver. On the Chaos.
And a penalty on the Chaas. Touchdown is going to count. So touchdown that went to Eric Hosner. He's had his third catch on this drive. 47 yards on this drive and a touchdown. So now 12 points for the Express.
And like I mentioned when we first started in the beginning of the game, I thought Eric Hosner was going to have a little bit more impact, you know, throughout this game. Good thing is he's starting to finish strong. Bad thing is it's a little too late.
So 44-12 here, Chaos lead. 19 seconds to go. The two-point conversion try here for the Express, 44-12, 32-point game. As Nora Rivera out of the shotgun, five wide receiver spread from about the 3 yard line.
I like this matchup up top.
Wait for the snap. He takes it. Pressure coming. Scrambles to the right. Maybe get brought down. He gets away. Now running himself and hit hard and brought down. I believe that was Ricky Surgette. I'm trying to see the number.
That's a fine tackle right there.
So the Chaos will have a return here. And one offensive play. And they will send these home crowd happy as they will improve to 8-1 on the season. And what a way to finish on your home field here, Babe Sirpico Memorial Field in Melrose Park, Illinois, home of the Chicago Chaos. They're going to send these diehard fans home with another victory. Undefeated this year at home, Michael. How important do you think that is for the Chaos?
I think it's very important. You want to have home field advantage. You want to have your crowd and your fans excited to come out to the game. And, you know, when you're in crunch time, nothing's like having that extra man to support you.
And these Chaos teammates loving this music right here. As you see the dancing ability right there. Getting a good shot of them. Chaos lead 44-12. Almost to the end here on this blowout game here tonight for the Chaos. Highlighting the game, I mean, Matthew Brockman, in my opinion, I don't know what you think, Michael, MVP of this game.
Not even close. Absolutely.
He's been the leader. You mentioned throughout the whole game, Michael, he's always talking to his teammates. Even on scoring plays, he still wants to, there's still things he wants to fix. He's always looking to improve. He's gone 9 for 22. Not a great completion percentage, but being thrown in quarterback position with Anthony Iannotti resting, he's not used to playing the quarterback. He's done a great job. He's thrown 2 touchdowns, 169 yards passing. He's thrown 3 touchdowns, 169 yards passing, and he's had 2 rushing touchdowns on 72 yards rushing on 7 carries, 10.2 yards a carry.
Man, I'd like to pick him up in fantasy football.
Oh, he would have had a huge week, and you probably wouldn't win with him alone.
Yeah, that would have been the pick of the week.
So the kickoff is an onside kick. The Chaos are going to fall on it, and one knee, maybe two, should finish this game off. The Chaos will improve to 8-1. The North Shore Express will fall to 4-5.
On their own 48-yard line.
As the Chaos receiving unit comes off the field, offense back out.
And, you know, if you're the coach of the Express, you got to be talking to your quarterback and say, hey, I like your composure. You know, you stayed fighting out there throughout the game, but you got to get on a better page with your receivers. They've looked a little bit disorganized, dysfunctional. Chris Smith, give him kudos. He did fight the whole game. He was up and down. But next time, the star players such as Smith, such as the both of Riveras, they got to step up when your team needs you. You got to be that consistent pattern that is infectious to the rest of the team.
So Matthew Brockman will take a knee, and that right there should be enough to do it, as players from both teams shaking hands, and both sidelines standing up now to meet in the middle right on the rows here at Babe Sapieca Memorial Field in Melrose Park, Illinois. Home of Chicago Chaos. You listen to SportsTownChicago.com. I am Cody Grant. Alongside me is Michael Batts, Jr. Michael, what a game.
Yeah, a nice competitive game. In terms of the effort from the first half, second half obviously got away from the Chaos stepping their game up. But I did like the initial aggressiveness from both teams. I did like the initial attempt to execute their game plans. It looks like the Chaos got a chance to kind of keep their game plan going, as well as the Express didn't get a chance to kind of be consistent throughout the game.
So we're going to take just a quick break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. Our very own Michael Batts will be talking to one of the Chaos players. So stick around here on SportsTownChicago.com.
SportsTownChicago.com is the internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality, get invited to live sporting events, and we teach you how to interact with your listeners. Get the training you need to get in the broadcasting industry. Just go to SportsTownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here, and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin. It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program.
My name is Ray Angelin. I work for The Drive, 97.1 FM radio station in Chicago, on the DJ forum. It's very important to get those basics as far as broadcasting and to get to be in a place where you can get hands-on experience. And then when you get into an internship situation with a regular station, and you're valuable in a situation like that.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Have you ever wanted a career in sports broadcasting? Matt Abaticola here, and I'm a graduate of the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Their program offers hands-on training in radio, television, and web design.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Chicago Chaos post-game show, and we have our very own Michael Batts on the field. He picked out James Former. James Former had an excellent night tonight, so we're going to go to him shortly, right about now.
All right, my name is Michael Batts Jr., and I'm here with the star punt returner and receiver, Mr. Jordan Former. James Former, do apologize. Can you please talk to the success you had in the return game and how you guys kind of took advantage in the second half?
Yeah, you know, in the punt game, we try to set up where we're going to go before they even kick the ball. You know what I'm saying? We look at the weak side. So as soon as I get the ball, everybody know to break that way. You know, that's why on both returns I had a clear lane, and I just used my speed, try to get through everybody.
Okay. I noticed that the receiving corps has a lot of straight line speed. It looks like you guys are in sync a lot in terms of your route running. And it looks like you guys also have a lot of variety in terms of your route running tree. Can you kind of speak to the practice and the hard work that it goes into during the week and how it plays out in the game?
Yeah, see, we all of our receivers, we big on route running and how to get off the line against the receiver. Like, when you see how the corner or the defense is playing you, we all know what we about to do before we even say hike, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, we got a new quarterback. Since our quarterback got hurt, we got Matt stepping in. So it's good to have, like, good repetition and have good timing down with him so we all be on the same page. So we work on that real hard in practice.
All right, fantastic. And so basically throughout, you guys do a lot of practice. It doesn't matter if it's with the starter or the backup, and that shows in the execution on the field. So I want to thank you for having a good game. I mean, you had a 65-yard punt return. Keep up the great work, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the playoffs.
Appreciate it. Thank you, man. Thank you.
So that was Michael Batts Jr. alongside James Former, who had a huge game. He mentioned a 65-yard punt return. He had a punt return earlier, then went for a touchdown. Unfortunately, was called back. He also had the three catches for 61 yards. Excuse me, he had the 45-yard one reception on his third catch of the game. Chaos win this game 44-12. Just a total beatdown. Huge momentum builder moving forward. They have one more game left next week away. We will not be there. But they will have a bye week after that. So it'll be at Wilmot against the Wilmot Phoenix. And that's going to be on the 24th at 8 p.m. If you want to make a trip out there, they'd be much appreciated. They will have a bye week after that and be back here for the playoffs. So the Chaos looking forward to this last regular season game and ready to start the games where it really matters, going for that fourth championship. What do you say, Michael?
Absolutely. It looks like they got the offense rolling. The defense is rolling. They're looking good. Definitely just want to see a little bit more use of maybe the tight end. And one more critique would just be probably the secondary needs to get a little bit more aggressive in the run.
So that's going to do it here for tonight. Again, here at Babe Stropico Memorial Field in Melrose Park, Illinois. Chaos win against the North Shore Express 44-12. You heard it here on SportsTownChicago.com. I am Cody Grant. Alongside me is Michael Batts Jr.
MBJ.
Have a good night, everybody.
Chaos.